The Fairbanks 4 exoneration case is in the hands of Superior Court Judge Paul Lyle. Closing arguments were heard Tuesday in a five-week hearing to consider innocence declaration requests by George Freese, Kevin Pease, Marvin Roberts, and Eugene Vent, the four Native men convicted of the 1997 murder of John Hartman. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, with no physical evidence in the case, attorneys focused on overlaying puzzles of testimony by dozens of witnesses, including two potential alternative Hartman murder suspects.
William Holmes and Jason Wallace are already imprisoned for 2002 drug killings, but both also have alleged involvement in the John Hartman murder that the Fairbanks Four were convicted of. Fairbanks Four attorney Bob Bundy maintains that the Hartman attack secret contributed to Wallace and Holmes' future collaboration on cocaine ring killings.
Holmes trusted Wallace to carry out his murderous plot to kill their competition in the cocaine business. I don't suppose there's a reason for that other than he knew that Wallace would keep his mouth shut and that Wallace was capable of brutality on that scale.
Both men were caught and Wallace helped convict Holmes. Testifying at the Fairbanks 4 hearing with state-granted immunity, Wallace denied past incriminating statements allegedly made to a public defender agency investigator about the Hartman murder. Holmes testified about driving the car that carried Hartman's attackers, including Wallace, who he identifies as the main aggressor. He did not claim to witness the beating, something Fairbanks 4 attorney Kate Demarest made note of.
A false story invented for purposes of revenge would look very different than the story Bill Holmes told this court. The false story would more clearly implicate Jason Wallace, likely making Holmes a direct eyewitness rather than relying on the hearsay statements of others while Mr. Holmes waited in the car.
State Attorney Adrian Bachman characterized Wallace and Holmes' statements as attempts at score settling or legal leveraging in their drug killings. She conversely presented recanted confessions made by Fairbanks 4 members George Freese and Eugene Vent as far more believable.
You have two confessions that were made contemporaneous to the events involved in the killing of John Hartman. They were confessions made against the better interests of the people making the confessions, and there was no identifiable ulterior motive in making those confessions.
Bachman pointed to Fairbanks 4 evidence presented at the hearing, like described retooled testimony from alibi witnesses, as revisionist history.
We all understand what the agenda is here. The agenda is to somehow undermine the court's confidence that due process was served in the four trials, the three trials in which 36 jurors deliberated and came to unanimous verdicts based on the highest standard of proof in the land.
The standard of justice Judge Paul Lyle must apply in considering the Fairbanks 4 post-conviction relief requests is less than the beyond a reasonable doubt benchmark by which the men were convicted. Judge Lyle told the courtroom, PCRs require clear and convincing evidence.
If I find that the evidence has met that standard, then I have to determine what the result is. Is there a new trial? Or is there release?
George Freese, Kevin Pease, and Eugene Vent remain in prison. Marvin Roberts is on parole. Judge Lyle said the focus is on new evidence that fits admissibility rules, but also cautioned that he has thousands of transcript pages from previous cases to read before taking the current PCR under advisement.
This court is not writing on a blank slate. It's writing on the history of four cases. That's why I have to read those transcripts. So it's going to take a long time, and it's going to be a painstaking process.
Judge Lyle says he hopes to finish reading transcripts by the end of January, at which time a six-month clock allotted for a ruling will begin. Lyle added he may exceed the deadline. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.